With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In what is apparently a first, Hezbollah has targeted Tel Aviv, launching a rocket from Lebanon. It was shot from the sky by Israeli air defenses. Israel's military reporting no damage, no casualties. Communist China claims a successful test launch of an ICBM.
The Chinese military says that this practice launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile was not directed at any country. But according to analysts, the need for such testing would appear to point towards significant nuclear weapons expansion here. The People's Liberation Army Rocket Force launched the missile with a simulated warhead at 8:44 a.m. local time and said it splashed down into the sea in the expected target area. The state-run Xinhua wire service has reported that Beijing informed other relevant countries in advance of the test. According to some analysts, the speed of China's nuclear build-up is now beyond standard deterrence.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida's Gulf Coast bracing for an unwelcome visitor. Currently a tropical storm, Helene expected to achieve hurricane status by the time it makes landfall later tomorrow in the Big Bend.
Hurricane warnings were issued for the northwestern Florida coastline and part of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Watches were issued for parts of western Cuba and Florida, including Tampa Bay. A storm surge warning was issued for nearly the entirety of Florida's west coast. I'm Norman Hall.
There have been some evacuations in the immediate area of a chemical leak in Whitewater Township, Ohio. It's near Cincinnati. A toxic and flammable chemical, styrene, is leaking from a rail car. The rail tanker parked on the tracks between a highway and an asphalt plant. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. Dow futures down 51 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 83. This is SRN News. Dallas Jenkins is the creator and driving force behind the popular multi-season Christian television series, The Chosen. Creativity runs in his family as Father Jerry Jenkins co-authored the Christian book series Left Behind in the 1990s. The Chosen has now been seen around the globe, and 6,000 Chosen fans just gathered in Florida last weekend. Jenkins says his production team gets energized, interacting with the show's viewers.
Coming here is not only our chance to say thank you to the fans, that's a huge thing for us. We're just trying to give back, but it is a little selfish because we get a lot of thanks as well when we're here, and that is the fuel that keeps us going. I can tell you many cast and crew have said after coming out of Chosen Con, now I'm looking forward to getting back in the saddle because I feel like if they can do this, if they can be here, if their lives can be changed, if they're willing to share with us through tears how much the show means to them, then we need to keep going and never take this for granted.
Tomorrow, we'll meet the young actor who portrays John the Baptist when our series on The Chosen continues. This is SRN News. A bipartisan Senate bill would require mental health warnings for social media.
The Stop the Scroll Act is a joint effort from Republican Katie Britt of Alabama and Democrat John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. The bill requires that pop-up warning labels created by the Surgeon General and the Federal Trade Commission appear each time users log on to social media, something the Surgeon General described earlier this year as a contributing factor to what he called a mental health emergency among young people. Bob Agner reporting.
Kamala Harris visits Pittsburgh today, her fourth trip to the western Pennsylvania region since becoming the Democrats' presidential candidate. Republican standard-bearer Donald Trump rallied in Georgia yesterday, elaborating on his plans for getting the economy back on track, says he'd like to drop the corporate tax rate to 15%, labeling Kamala Harris the tax queen. Mr. Trump also proposing appointment of a manufacturing ambassador. More details, SRNnews.com.